This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Donna, middle initial K, Miller, date of birth 11-8-1954. Dear Troy, this is a consultation for Mrs. Miller, who was referred for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels and proteinuria. She is a 69-year-old female patient who's had a history of type 2 diabetes and hypertension for many years. She was sick for 6 weeks, starting around Thanksgiving time, and this lasted until after New Year's. She had a cough, fever, severe fatigue. She was seen in the urgent care center and was tested for influenza, strep throat, and COVID, and all were negative at that time. However, and she was treated with a Medrol dose pack and some Tessalon Pearl cough pills. However, the illness lingered and lingered, and she did have labs done, 12-13 of 23, with an elevated creatinine level of 1.41, an estimated GFR of 40. So she was referred for further evaluation of the elevated creatinine level. She did have labs repeated to 20 of 24, and the creatinine is now back to her baseline, 0.96, which is greater than 60. And she is feeling well. She was asked to stop meloxicam and stay off all oral NSAIDs. And she also thought she was supposed to stop the gabapentin. She was using 100 milligram twice a day, and she could have used it three times a day, but generally only used it twice a day. And she actually stopped that, thinking that was another drug she was supposed to stop. But she does not need to stop gabapentin. She restarted 100 milligram at bedtime for severe pain that wakes her at night in the right foot especially. And 100 milligram at bedtime have been very helpful in controlling that pain. So she is feeling 100% better now and is here just for further evaluation. She currently has no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood in the urine, no edema or claudication symptoms, no dizziness, no history of TIA, no history of stroke. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, obesity, colitis that is now resolved, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, iron deficiency anemia, low back pain, gout, diabetic neuropathy, obstructive sleep apnea. Past surgical history, she's had multiple colonoscopies. Most recently, one was done in 2022. Tonsils and adenoids have been removed. Bilateral cataract removal in 2018. She had a total abdominal hysterectomy with BSO for endometriosis and left knee arthroscopic surgery. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's married and lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for multiple myeloma in her mother, hypertension, throat cancer, and type 2 diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Medication or drug allergies. She's allergic to codeine and Buspar. Medications, lisinopril 20 milligram, 2 daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, Coreg is 6.25 milligram twice a day, Crestor 20 milligram daily, allopurinol 300 milligram daily, Pepcid 40 milligram daily, Ozempic 2 milligram once a week, fish oil capsules daily, cinnamon capsule daily, cranberry capsule daily, and gabapentin 100 milligram at bedtime, and she's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents for the last 2 months. Physical exam, height 5'5", weight 278 pounds, pulse is 72, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150 over 80. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, obese, non-tender, no suspicious masses, no hepatomegaly, hepatosplenomegaly, I mean. No pulsatile areas. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Fetal pulses are 2+. She has brisk capillary refill, decreased sensation in feet and toes bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/20 of 2024. Creatinine is now back to 0.96, which is normal. Albumin 3.8, calcium 9.2. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.5. Hemoglobin is 11.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. 11/27 of 23, creatinine was 0.94. 6/5/23, creatinine 0.9. 3/27 of 23, creatinine 1.1. Estimated GFR was 55. And 10/21 of 15, creatinine 0.6, GFR greater than 60. Hemoglobin A1C, 11/27 of 23, is 7.2. Urinalysis, negative for blood and 30-plus protein. Assessment and plan, 1, acute renal insufficiency, that was temporary and transient, most likely secondary to the prolonged illness in November that lasted till January of this year. It was a pre-renal cause and it has resolved. 2, mild proteinuria, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy. We would like her to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and we'll check the next lab should have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio. She should stay off meloxicam and all oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents. She may resume the full dose of gabapentin, 100 milligram 3 times a day, if you'd like, but she will use as little as she needs, she reports. And she won't need a follow-up visit unless kidney function worsens, but we will be available as needed in case she has any changes or problems. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.